and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. We are nearly there, everyone, but not quite. Mm. Nearly, but not quite. How are we? How are our weeks?
Good.
I feel like it's been a really long week.
Yeah.
You think? What's giving you that vibe? What's giving you the long week vibe?
Everything.
The day just
seems like it's dragging.
Okay. Well, it is and it isn't, because it's not. It's lunchtime, everybody, for everybody else anyway. So, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Busy days are good days, though, I reckon, because then actually, like, it goes a bit quicker.
Yeah.
So, you know. What have you guys got this afternoon? You were just saying you have film?
Double film.
Double film, nice. Downstairs. We're upstairs in O Block this week, so everybody. What about everyone? So you guys both on double film. What about yourself, Katie?
Double sociology.
Oh, what a great afternoon. And I'm looking forward to picking up my old students again. Oh, health and social care. Oh, I hate those guys. Don't really love them too lot. It's going to be quite nice seeing them again today. So, Votes for Schools. Let's just kick in with Votes for Schools. And it's all about climate change this week. And do we think we should learn more about, like, dramatic, like, climatic weather? Mm. Yes, the exact question was, should we learn more about coping with extreme weather for our lower school? And then upper schools, so the sixth formers, were learning about mandatory education about extreme weather. What were your thoughts in tutor?
I personally thought, instead of learning about it, we should be trying to mitigate against climate change.
Okay.
To stop it from happening, or at least reduce how often it happens.
Yeah, okay. So what sort of things do you think about, like, engineering, doing, like, engineering lessons, looking at climate technology, that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
nice.
Renewable energy and sort of just clean
fusion, things like that.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. How else could we do it?
We can look at reducing waste, but I also do sort of think learning about it is good as well to help protect ourselves.
Do you think everybody knew about, like, the fires and the floods in Spain and the fires that we've had? And
no.
Or was it all a bit surprised?
I didn't really know about it, to be honest.
Okay, so I think perhaps maybe a little bit of learning about, like, what's happening, and then a bit more focus on how to solve it.
Yeah.
So actually learning about how. Did you know, like, there's an amazing project? I think there's a couple of 17-year-olds who designed this kind of. It looks like, when you look at the sea, like a plug, like water going down a plug hole, and it captures plastic in the water. And it was like really young guys at college. There weren't big old professors working, and it was literally young people in a college that designed this as part of a project. And it's now been picked up and it's being used worldwide to try and clean up the oceans. Incredible. So that's the sort of thing we could be doing, isn't it? So let's have a look at the results. Let's see what it says. Does anyone have anything different? Because I know when I taught Year 7, I had, like, a few groups of Year 7 that I took through this. And a lot of them were like, no, we shouldn't, because we understand. And actually, we've got more important things to learn about. Was anyone like that in your tutor groups?
I think a lot of us... Did a lot of us say no?
I think most people just think it's the government's
job kind of just say, this is what's happening, so this is how we should look at it.
Okay. But do you... obviously, that's not your opinion, but with that idea, is there not a sense that, okay, but when you guys get older, you'll be the ones who are in government, and you'll be the ones who are the engineers, who are the scientists, and who are the climate scientists, and who are those? So
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that if we don't educate about it, how are the people in the future going to deal with it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't ever think I'll be smart enough to be an engineer, so I'm going to say I'm out now.
You know what? That's something else we had this week. We'll come back to that. Say the word engineer to me in a second, so I forget. So at the moment, the votes at the moment have got... We've come out with 54.7% of the votes saying, yes, we should learn more about these really dramatic weather shifts. And 45.3, I should have my glasses on, everyone, they're saying, no, we shouldn't. Interesting. And that's a fairly standard picture across the region and across the nation, coming out with kind of, it's actually, the nationally is 65% are saying more. Yeah, let me show you the charts there. There you go.
Mm.
Have a look at the charts. So actually nationally, 65% are saying more. So it's more people nationally.
Yeah.
But actually in our area, everyone's like, it's closer to being a 50-50 split, which is a little bit Brexit, but it's a surprising number, actually, a surprising set of numbers. And across gender, the divide is fairly similar, so actually it's not a gendered conversation at all, which is interesting, because when I was teaching year sevens, all the boys were like, nah, and all the girls were like, yeah. So it's interesting that in year seven, it was quite a gendered conversation, that the girls would want to learn more about it. The boys were like, nah, bothered. Interesting. Okay, engineering. So we had a lovely session on Wednesday for some year nines who had a visit from, an online visit from Women in Engineering, which is really exciting. So they learnt a lot about STEM careers and careers in kind of the different sort of things. So you said, oh, yeah, I'm not clever enough to be in engineering. And actually a lot of these young, one of the young women that was talking to us was saying that she didn't get like great GCSEs and she really struggled with like traditional academic courses. Mm-hmm. And so instead she went away and she learnt through an apprenticeship. So because actually she was learning on the job, she was learning by doing it, not by theorising and thinking about it and writing about it. She was learning by actually physically doing it. And she's done things like designing drinks machines for McDonald's and like parts that go into seats for high-end cars like Bentley and things like that. So she's done some really exciting things with her job. And it was a really interesting sort of 50-minute session with the people at Parker who all wanted to share with us how exciting it was. And they all took different routes. Some went to university, some did apprenticeships, some did traditional A-level routes and things into an engineering career for women. It was actually really exciting.
Yeah.
So I think that none of them said being clever was the best skill. Because one of my class said, oh, what's the most important thing you need to be a really good engineer? Mm. And none of them went really into like, amazing intelligence. They all said creativity.
Yeah.
So you're doing film studies and dance. You're creative. So you have what it takes to be an engineer. You have what it takes to be the person that fixes climate change because you think about the world in a different way.
Yeah.
The more creative you can be, the more amazing you are at problem solving. It's not about what GCSE grade you get always. It's about how you approach problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so interesting. Nice, deep conversation. So Hot Chocolate Fridays happened today. I think it's a chilly one, so they definitely needed it this morning. It's period one this morning. We have a big, long list. We have for Hot Chocolate Friday. We did a big cheer at the end.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool,
okay.
Perfect. So, congratulations and well done to Bradley Webber, Sophie Bowden, Benjamin Morgan, Jayanna Francis, Molly Freely, Lucy Treble, Jorma Sander, Freya Meldrum, Bramley Elgie, Flynn Quaintin, Mia Sanford, Isabel DePass, Millie Stratton, Jacob Willis, Nitru, Niall Scott Harvey, and finally Noah Ireland. You guys all got Hot Chocolate Friday this week. Congratulations to you!
Woo!
Nice! Oh, Hot Chocolate Friday. It is a fantastic sort of setup, and it's a nice to get a cheeky treat, and it's always lovely to be featured on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
Do any of you follow the Bay House, King's Bay House Facebook page?
I don't know.
You should, because you can find our podcast on there. Ooh. Podcast on Facebook. You guys are famous. Oh my gosh. So, I've seen Connor today, by the way. We should probably have told Connor where we were because we've moved, so I feel really guilty now.
Yeah.
He'll find us, bless him. Sorry, Connor, if you don't find us, but you have heard this, we were thinking of you. A little bit late, but we were. So how, other than that, what have you guys been up to this week? You've been getting your papers back?
Yeah.
How's that been going?
Yeah. Good and bad, but mostly good, I think. I personally don't like criticism, but I've tried to take it well.
Mm. Is it criticism or is it feedback?
Probably feedback.
Yeah. Criticism is, that's really bad. Feedback is, that didn't go so well, here's how to improve.
Yeah.
So I think, and it's always tough to hear when we haven't got it right.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Dialing back to my conversation a minute ago, I had the year sevens this morning and they were really frightened of putting up what they thought. So I showed them two pictures and they had to figure out what word it was. So one had a picture of like weather and one had a picture of a handful of change, climate change.
Yeah.
Really simple. So that was an example. And they were frightened of either giving me a thumb, like if they, I said, put your hand up if you know, give me a thumbs down if you've got no idea. And they were really scared of doing either of those things.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that can happen? Mm. You get it wrong. Yeah. Okay. You get it wrong.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to get things wrong.
The world's not going to stop spinning.
Absolutely not.
You aren't going to get like judged for giving the wrong answer.
No, and it's the whole point is getting it wrong is the first part of getting it right.
Yeah.
Because you realise you haven't done it right. You realise what you've got to do to improve.
Yeah.
And that's where that proactivity of those seven habits comes in, and then sharpening the saw of those seven habits, working on what you need to work on, really, really important. So yeah, it's hard to take. It is hard to take negative feedback when it's not gone so well.
Yeah.
So are the results largely coming back positive, or not so much?
Mostly for me, I think.
Good. This is great. How about you, Charles?
I'm sort of in the middle, I would say. I've got some grades that I'm happy with and others that I'm like, I'm a bit disappointed, but I know I need to work on them.
Okay. So, what about you?
Rubbish.
Rubbish? Why rubbish?
They're not good at all.
No? So, the thing to take from here then is, what do we do differently next time? You've got another set of PPEs in
February,
yeah. March. Yeah, so it's late Feb, isn't it? Yeah. So we've got a couple of months now. So in that couple of months, you've got to think, what do I need to do differently? So I'm obviously, my dancers, I've got them revising for their PPE in February already.
Yeah.
And they're doing Kahoot quiz, because that's a really easy way of picking up some of the small mark questions.
Yeah.
So I'm setting them little Kahoot quizzes to pick up some of those easy marks, so that in our lessons we can focus on the big tariff questions, the six markers, the eight markers
that
as well.
We don't like,
yeah, the really horrible ones, the essay questions.
Let me.
And actually, then you can do that Kahoot quiz as many times as they like until they get a really good score. And that's a really simple way of revising. You know, you can go onto Kahoot and find quizzes about anything and everything, don't you?
Yeah.
So if you want to go and test yourself on English language, you can go on and test yourself on English language, correct punctuation. You can find Kahoot, you can find Blookit, you can find all sorts of little quizzes on there to test you on that really simple stuff, so that your focus with your teachers can be on the tough stuff. Did you know? Have you got your planners with you?
Yes.
Bust out your planners, babies. Go on, bust it out. I'm having a big planner focus this week. I did it with staff as well. We're focusing on what your planner can do for you. Katie, can I borrow yours because it was first out of the box?
Yeah.
Thanks, darling.
I do not have my planner on me.
Sincerely hope you were given a 10-minute detention for not being prepared for school. You would have lost every single getting it right point. You weren't getting it right. Rude. The silence, everybody, is the look I'm giving her. So, if you, and everyone can do this in our studio audience, if you turn to page 125, you will find the first of the revision pages, which starts off with the revision timetable. Then you have like a little list of when your exams are, so you can put your days, dates, times, everything in there. Suspiciously blank. You could do this now for your like summer exams, because all the summer exams have been published. Then from there on in, from page 127 onwards, there's how to revise. Lots of different revision techniques.
I read them about 50 times in tutor.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I signposted to you every week in tutor, that's why. And then exam tips, things to do in the exam itself. But reading it is one thing. Using it and doing it is something else. So actually, in tutor on you were allowed to revise, sit and do one of the things you can do. I need to do the boxes thing, don't I? We need to do our live action one. So I think the last one before Christmas will be a live action filmed podcast. I'm going to show you. You can actually wave and people will see you, Chelsea.
Yeah.
But we'll actually do the live action, how to use cue cards and how to use those flashcards properly.
Yeah.
But the exam words, has anyone got feedback on their paper yet that says read the question or circled the command word?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. So these are all in here, knowing what to do for those who are in here. Okay. Nice and simple. Hey, shush the cheap seats over at the back. We've got an audience today, everybody. It's not alive. And then the most important one, that's quite mean.
I'm sorry.
So the most important pages for at this point in time and when you're coming up to your next lot, it's on 132-133, which is how to cope with the exam stress and how to do a bit of mindfulness when you're revising. That's actually really important. Give me some of the tips off of the exam stress page, Jess.
Talk about your worries with your classmates. They probably have the same concerns. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Absolutely. And you all do that anyways. You normally do that. You share things with each other and go, oh my goodness. To be fair, I can't stop you from talking. Checking on when we're recording a live podcast, Lauren. What else?
You take the next one.
Set up a calm place you can retreat to. This could be your bedroom, or you could go to the school library.
Yeah. I think I love our library, and they're about to Christmas it up. Go into the library, everybody, next week.
I love it when they do the decorations. It looks so pretty.
Yeah.
Have you seen the tree in G Block?
Yes. The tree in G Block is beautiful. But would you like to hear the theme for this year's library decorations?
Go.
The snowman. It's beautiful. They've got a flying snowman and everything. It's so beautiful. That is one of my favourite places in the school. I do buddy reading on a Wednesday, we know, because Chelsea comes along. And I love it in there. I walk in there and I instantly feel calm. There's such a lovely aura in the room. It's a really nice vibe in there that makes you feel really chill.
Yeah.
It's a nice place to go. And even if you pick your favourite book off the shelf that you've read 100 times, I'd probably go and I'd grab a Hunger Games off and I'd start reading about Katniss. And I'd just literally sink, and just for 10 minutes, be somewhere else. And it's really lovely. So actually finding a calm space that's not full of, like, oh, my flashcards are on the wall, I've got a poster for this, and I've got... Just sit somewhere that's not that. and have a time out. That's a really good one. We'll bring up some more top tips for how to cope with exam stress as we go along. But those are all in your planners, folks. They are all there for you to help you out. And exams don't just happen in year 11. Exams happen all the way through from year 7 upwards. So building those habits now is a really good idea. We're going to draw our podcast to a close this week, everybody. I mean, Sophie has been suspiciously quiet, mostly because she's nibbling on bourbons. But next time you see us, you will actually be able to see us. We're going to do a video, a podcast, so that I can show you how to use flashcards the best to get the best out of them and revise properly. Yeah. Okay, it's very exciting. We'll get a camera all set up to make sure we've done our hair and makeup. Okay.
I can wave and give thumbs up to the camera now.
But you still can't bang on the desk. Thanks everyone so much for joining us on the Bay House Buzz this week, everybody. We'll be sending a new episode out to you very soon, but not next week because we're not here. It's Inset Day. Woo! Yay. The day after, it's week 4-day week, everybody. That's been the Buzz for this week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.